our Thanksgiving show, the Thanksgiving Follies. It has been brought to our attention that the program is kind of blurry. So for your information, that handstand was by Marine Sergeant Johnson. The barrel roll was done by Lieutenant J.G. Bessie May Sue Ellie Yeager. And incidentally, the dance steps were by Ensign Nellie Forbush. Hey, Luther, what the heck happened to the lights? Hey, Luther! Luther!
Hey, Stupid, put the two heads together. Put some gas into the generator where it's supposed to be.
Hold on. Can you tell me where I can find Miss Forbush?
She's on stage. She can't talk to nobody right now. But look, Mr. DeBeck, don't try to see her tonight, will you? I don't want anything to upset her again.
She has been upset?
Upset? She asked for a transfer to a different island.
She has asked for a transfer?
Just stay out of sight till after the show. I'll take your flowers to her dressing room.
Hey, Billis!
Where'd Billis go? I need to get a boat. I've got to get to my island.
Lieutenant Cable? I think you are not well.
That damned island with the two volcanoes on it. You ever been there?
Valley High? Of course.
I went every day till this damn malaria stopped me. Have you ever sailed there early in the morning? With the warm rain playing across your face? Liat! I thought I was dreaming. What are you doing over here?
She come in big white boat. Bigger than your boat. Belong Jacques Barrel. He want to marry Liat. He is white man too, and very rich.
You mean that old planter? The one who drinks? My God, you can't let her marry a man like that.
Okay, then you marry her.
Lieutenant, I'm worried about you. You are ill. Will you allow me to see you back to the hospital?
You're worried about me. That's funny. The fellow who says he lives on an island all by himself and doesn't worry about anybody. Japs, Americans, Germans, anybody. Why pick out me to worry about?
Forgive me. I am sorry, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant, you like Liat. Marry Liat. You have good life here. All day long, you and Liat be together. Walk through wood, swim in sea, sing, dance, talk happy. Not think about Philadelphia. It's no good. Talk about beautiful thing and make love all day long. You like? You buy? Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talking, talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. Have a dream. How you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples in the sea. Happy talking, talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Thank you.
the boy saying to the girl, baby, I'm a lucky cuss. Talk about a girl saying to the boy, look at me, is lucky to be us. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. Have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? If you don't talk happy and you never have a dream, then you never have a dream come true. It's a good idea. You like?
Liat, I want you to have this. It's a man's watch, but it's a good one. It would belong to my grandfather. It's a lucky piece, too. My father carried it all throughout the last war.
When I
it's
see
beautiful,
you,
isn't it?
When I see you first time, I know you're a good man for Liat, and she good girl for you. You have special good babies. Was your last chance. Now she marry Jacques Ferrer. Come, Liat, give me a watch. Stingy bastard.
Liat! Liat!
Time. And I want to thank the nurses and CBs who made the costumes and thought up these jokes and these grand songs. Now it says in the program the next and last will be a song sung by Bosun Butch Forbush. And that siren of the Coral Sea, gorgeous, voluptuous, and petite, Mademoiselle Lutheria Billis!
My doll is as dainty as a sparrow. Her figure is something to applaud. Well, she's narrow as an arrow.
and she's broad, oh, where a broad should be broad.
Oh, yeah, so funny.
101 pounds of fun, that's my little honey bun. Get a load of honey bun tonight. I'm speaking of my sweetie pie, only 60 inches high. Every inch is packed with dynamite. Her hair is blonde and curly, her curls are hurly burly, her lips are pips, I call her hips, twirly and whirly. She's my baby, I'm her pep, I'm her booby, she's my trap. I am caught and I don't wanna run, cause I'm having so much fun with Honey Bun.
Oh.
101 pounds of fun, that's my little honey bun. Get a load of honey bun tonight. I'm speaking of my sweetie pie, only 60 inches high. Every inch is packed with dynamite. My hair is blonde and curly, her curls are hurly-burly, her lips are pips, I call her hips, twirly and whirly. I am caught and I don't want to run, cause I'm having so much fun with Honey Bun. I am caught and I don't want to run, cause I'm having so much fun with Honey Bun. Believe me, Sonny, she's a cookie who can cook you till you're done. Ain't being funny, honey, put your money on my Honey Bun.
Difficulties with France.
Joe, Cable, who let you out of the hospital? You're not trying to get over to Bally High. That little girl you told me about?
I've just seen her for the last time, I guess. Oh, I love her, and yet I heard myself say I can't marry her. What's the matter with me, Nellie? What kind of guy am I anyway?
You're all right. You're just far away from home. We're both so far from home.
Nellie, I must see you. Will you excuse us, Lieutenant Cable?
No, wait a minute, Joe. Stay.
have asked for a transfer. What does it mean?
It means that I can't marry you.
Because of my children?
Not because of your children. They're sweet.
It is their Polynesian mother, then?
I can't help it, Emil. It isn't as if I could give you a good reason. There is no reason. This is emotional. This is something that is born in me.
It is not. I do not believe that this is born in you.
Then why do I feel the way I do? All I know is that I can't help it. I can't help it! Explain how I feel, Joe. I'm sorry, Emil.
What makes her talk like that? Why do you have this feeling, you and she? I do not believe it is born in you. I do not believe it.
It's not born in you. It happens after you're born. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
This is just the kind of ugliness I was running away from. It has followed me all this way, all these years. Now it has found me. I was cheated before, now I'm cheated again by a mean little world of mean little men. And this one chance for me is that life I know best, living here on this island, and to hell with the rest. I will cling to this island like a tree or a stone. I will cling to this island and be free.
Yes, sir. If I get out of this thing alive, I'm not going back there. I'm coming back here. All I care about is right here.
When all you care about is here, this is a good place to be. When all you care about is taken away from you, there is no place. I came so close to it. So close.
To fly astray, fly.
In touch with two of my friends, Tonkinese, and they will hide us in the hills.
You mean you're coming with me?
Of course. You are too young to be going out alone. And now, I haven't got so much to lose.
Captain.
Willis, you've broken every regulation in the book. And by God, I'm going to throw it at you.
Sir, if I might explain myself. I happened to overhear Lieutenant Cable and Mr. DeBeck discussing a certain operation. Liking projects myself, I happened to stow away on the plane.
Yes, and you happened to fall out of the plane, land in a rubber boat in the middle of Empress Augusta Bay, and float there all day while the entire Navy Air Force tried to rescue you.
Sir, actually, the pilot says this fellow Willis caused a diversionary action.
Totally inadvertent.
While all those Japs were busy shooting at our planes and Billis, the sub was depositing the Frenchmen and Joe Cable.
What the hell do you want me to do? Give him a bronze star?
I don't want any bronze star, Captain. But I could use a little freedom. A little room to swing around in, if you know what I mean.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes, sir.
Sir, Cable and DeBeck are calling in.
And so you are, Anne Marie Louise. We've made contact with former friends of mine. The weather here, clouds over Bougainville, the treasuries, Trissou, and New Georgia. We expect rain from 900 to 1400.
While you Navy, Marine, and Army pilots write this down, surface craft, 19 troop barges headed down the bottleneck, speed about 11 knots. Off to pass Banica at about 2000 tonight, escorted by heavy warships.
Send out our pilots, Bill. We'll knock those guys out of the water.
And so you are, Marie Louise. With me?
Captain, it's been 2 weeks and Miss Forbush is here. You'll have to tell her sometime.
All right. Send her in.
Captain Brackett. I know this isn't regular. It's about Emil DeBeck. I went to his house, and he wasn't there. I even asked his children where he'd gone, and they didn't seem to know where he'd gone. They only speak French, but I think that's what they said. And then tonight in the ward, a lot of fighter pilots were talking about a convoy and a Frenchman that got knocked out. And I was wondering if this Frenchman could be my Frenchman.
Yes, Miss Forbush, it is. I couldn't tell you before, but as a matter of fact, if you wait here a few minutes, you can hear his voice.
His voice? Where is he?
With Lieutenant Cable, behind enemy lines.
He's calling in, Captain.
Hello, my friends and allies. My message today must be brief and sad. Lieutenant Cable died last night from wounds he received 3 days ago. I will never know a finer man. I wish he could have told you the good news. The Japanese are pulling out, and there is great confusion. You may not hear from me for several days. 2 planes are overhead, looking for us, we think. We believe that...
Believe what? He believes what?
That's all, Miss Forbush. He's cut off.
Poor Joe. Poor little Joe Cable. Captain Brackett, do you think there's a chance I'll ever see Mr. DeBeck again?
There's a chance. Of course there's a chance.
I didn't know he was going.
Of course not. How could he tell you he was going? Now don't blame Emil DeBeck. He's okay. He's a wonderful guy.
He sure is. Emil, come back so I can tell you something. I know what counts now. You. All those other things, the woman you had before, her color, what pitiful, what a pinhead I was. Come back so I can tell you. Oh my God, please don't die until I can tell you. All that matters is you and I being together. The way we wanted it to be the first night we met. Remember? Remember? Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel him call you across a
activity. You could drop me and Stupat and the professor in 3 rubber boats on 3 different sides of the island. Confuse the hell out of the Japs. Get the picture?
It's very fine of you, Billis, but you're too late. Early this morning, landings were made on 14 Japanese-held islands.
I think that's very unfair, sir. The first thing they should have done was try to rescue that Frenchman. Marie Louise was the first island they hit. Did they get the Beck? Is he alive?
We don't know. But it's too damn bad if a part of this huge operation couldn't save one of the two guys who made it all possible. But the whole picture of the South Pacific has changed. Oh, by the way, I never did get you in the brig, did I?
No, sir.
Well, your unit will be on my ship. I'll be seeing a lot of you. Get the picture?
Yes, sir, I certainly do.
All, let's start those trucks moving out. All units on the company street. All nurses will board assigned places. CVs to carrier six. Move out.
£101 of fun, that's my little honey bun. Get a load of honey bun tonight.
Battleships and the little ones are destroyers. Oh, that's right. They're all moving out, you see, because there's been a big change. Did you understand anything I said? Vous ne comprenez pas?
Oui, nous comprenons.
While I'm at the hospital, you've got to manger everything that's put on the table. Sir Le Tobler. Sir La Tobler?
Sir La Table.
Now come back here, Jerome. And sit down for your lunch. I say, yay, vous. You've got to learn to mind me when I talk to you and be nice to me too, because I love you very much. Now, mangez.
Chantez, Nelly.
No, I will not sing that song. You just want to laugh at my French accent. Oh, all right, but you've got to help me.
Dites-moi pourquoi la vie est belle.
La vie est belle.
Dites-moi pourquoi.
Pourquoi what?
La vie est belle.
Papa, papa.
Dites-moi pourquoi je me faisais.
You can't even be back here, because, and the other thing you guys have.